بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عما بعد، فحياكم الله جميعا وبارك الله فيكم. الحمد لله بفضل الله تبارك وتعالى. He's allowed us once again to reach another Ramadan, and no doubt this month again is another opportunity, the husul ala khair, for the individuals from the ibad, from the servants of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to attain good and draw nearer to their Lord azza wa jal. And within these evenings, we intend, inshallah ta'ala, to read whatever Allah ta'ala allows us and makes easy for us, yani from some of the speech of the scholars regarding different topics. And bi'inillahi ta'ala, we wanted to begin with discussing yani the siyam itself, the fasting itself, and some of the ahadith pertaining to fasting. And so the intent, inshallah, is to read through the speech of Sheikh Zayd ibn Muhammad al-Madkhali, rahimahullah, regarding Siyam, from Kitab al-Siyam, from the book Al-Muharra. Al-Muharra is similar to the book of Bulugh al-Maram by Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, in which it gathers ahadith regarding ahkam in ibadah, ahkam in mu'amala, in dealings, and the such. And this is by Ibn Abd al-Hadi. And so Sheikh Zayd begins in his explanation of the fard al-siyam, or the fard al-sawm, the obligation of fasting. And he begins by mentioning the ma'na siyam fi al-lugha. And what does siyam, what does fasting mean in the Arabic language? And he mentions that siyam in the lugha, linguistically, means an imsak, means withhold. And so this can be withholding from anything. It can be withholding from yani eating, drinking, as you know, in terms of the siyam of the ibadah. But it can be withholding from other things as well. And example of that is the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ صَوْمًا. I had a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to Maryam, where she states, indeed, I have vowed to Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, صوم, يعني imsak, withholding. In this case, her withholding from speech, يعني سكوت. And so, initially we understand that as-siyam, yani it means to withhold from something. The siyam in the shari'ah, siyam in the sharia, is defined here by Sheikh Zayd by imsak makhsus, fi zaman makhsus, min shakhs makhsus, an ashya' makhsusa, ma'an niyyah. So he mentions the imsak, withholding, is a specific form of withholding, specific action of withholding, withholding within a specific time, a specific person withholding, and the things that they withhold from are also specified, along with all these things are along with an-niyyah, the intention. So he mentions, again, it's a specific type of withholding. It's not just withholding from everything. A specific type of withholding, within a specified time of withholding. Na'am. The person that does so is specified. And the things that they withhold from are specified. And all of this is done with a niyyah, with intention. And so, as for the explanation of this particular wording, the zaman al-makhsus, the specific time that is specified, is min al-tulu' al-fajr al-thani ila ghurub al-shams. So the siyam in the sharia is where the individual withholds from the time of the second Fajr, so the true Fajr, until the sunset. Naam. The second Fajr to the sunset. And we mentioned previously how we distinguish between the first Fajr and the second Fajr. So don't remember what we mentioned. How do you distinguish between the first Fajr and the second Fajr?
There's the two lights. The false light is the one horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
And then the true light is the one that goes vertically.
The false is horizontal and the true is vertical, you say?
Yeah.
You want to agree?
No.
The opposite way around though. So the first Fajr, the light appears in a vertical manner. And the second Fajr, the light appears in a horizontal. Naam. And so when we refer to the Siyam yani in Sharia, then the Zaman Makhsus, the specific time, is from the second Fajr until the Ghurub al-Shams, till the sunset. I'm a shakhsul makhsus. As for the specified person that is fasting, yani, in terms of the Sharia, then this is the individual that is Muslim, aqil, ghayr al-mar'a al-ha'id wa nufasa. And so, as for the individual that is specified, then it's the Muslim. And it's aqil. He has... is of sound intellect. And it's not the woman that, for example, is upon the menses, or she has postnatal bleeding. What you can add to that as well, as some of the scholars mentioned, is Muslim aqil baligh, and has reached the age of puberty, as well. So this is the specified person. So we say the fast in the Sharia is the fast which is done by a specified time, by a specified person. Now, and then it mentions the ashya makhsusa, that the person withholds from specified things. And this is referring to the mubtilat, or so, the things that nullify the person's fast. Naam. Or the things that are from the makruhat, the things that are disliked. As for the things that nullify a person's fast, and it may nullify the person's fast in totality, and so nullify in relation to the fact that if they fall into any of these actions, they have to repeat the fast. Or it may render their fast, yani, a fast which is deficient. As for the fast which is nullified, then this is for example, the person that eats or drinks. Or has sexual relations. These things will nullify the fast. As for the things that if a person does them, it will render that fast deficient and take from the fast itself. Then this is for a person that falls into maharamat. He falls into general actions which are haram whilst fasting. And he falls into actions in, for example, qawl al-zur, yani false speech, or anything that revolves around false speech, lying, kadhib, yani namima, ghiba, yani tail carrying, backbiting, all this full speech, and anything that is attached to full speech. So yani general muharramat, anything from the actions that are haram, that lead a person, naam, to fall, or the full speech leads a person to fall into haram as well. So these things are things that will nullify the fast or render the fast deficient. And the final thing mentioned by Sheikh Zayd is an-niyya, ma'an-niyya, that a person has the intention. And the intention of the fast, no doubt, is that the person has the intent of ibadah, his intention that he's worshipping Allah Ta'ala. Wa mahalluha al-qalb, and the place of the intention is the heart. وهي الشرط في صحة الأعمال من الفرائض والواجبات والمستحبات وترك المحرمات ومكروهات. And so, the correct intention is also a condition. نعم, a condition for صحة الأعمال. So the correct intention is a condition in order for an action to be correct and upright. Whether those actions are from the obligations, whether those actions are from the actions which are recommended, whether those actions include leaving off the muharramat, leaving off that which is haram, or leaving off that which is disliked. All of this is done with the correct intent. And the place of the intention is the heart. As opposed to what you may see some individuals erroneously do or fall into, where they state the niyyah upon their tongue. Now, they state their intention upon their tongue. However, this is not something which has been affirmed in anything from the speech or the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so rather, we adhere to that which is from his sunnah and what he was upon. And no doubt what he was upon was adhering to the intention, and that intention being from the heart. Now, likewise, Sheikh Zayd goes on to mention regarding the siyam as well, the fast, that the fast was made an obligation in the second year after the hijrah. Now, in the month of Sha'ban. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fasted for nine Ramadans. And this is something which has been mentioned within his tariq, or his seerah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, no doubt, is within the life that he led, alayhi salatu wasalam, which was a life of ta'a, obedience, wal ma'roof, and adhering to that which is good, and Allah ta'ala knows best. And with that, inshallah, we'll conclude. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, from tomorrow, we'll go to mention, to read from the first ahadith that we intend to read from. Bi'idhnillah, barakallahu feekum, wa jazakum la khaira. وصلى الله وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.